from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations Security Council is due to vote today on a resolution calling for a seven-day ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. Tensions there have impeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. During a news conference Monday, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described the resolution as a provocative step. He also said the U.S. and Russian officials will hold talks Tuesday or Wednesday on a plan for a withdrawal of rebels from the eastern parts of Aleppo. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday, losing to the no camp 60-40% amid a high turnout.
Il no ha vinto in modo straordinariamente netto.
Matteo Renzi says the no vote is won in a very convincing manner. The Eurozone's third largest economy may be headed for yet another election next year, which could see the anti-Euro party five-star movement take power. The referendum's defeat also raises the specter of a financial crisis within the country's banking system. A fire at a luxury hotel in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi has killed 11 people. Officials say the fire erupted at the Regent Plaza's hotel's ground floor kitchen today. However, the cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers denied an easement for the highly controversial 3.8 Dakota Access Pipeline. It's been the subject of months of protests by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. They contend that the project would affect its drinking water supply as well as destroy its sacred sites. This is VOA News. Remarks by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry are quickly being interpreted by the Israeli media as harsh criticism and undiplomatic. Before a predominantly pro-Israel audience in Washington, Kerry warned that the Jewish state is in a bad place because of its government's policies toward the Palestinians, especially authorizing Israeli settlements in locations where local residents are predominantly Palestinians.
If you have a whole bunch of people who are specifically, strategically locating outposts and settlements in areas that make it impossible to have a contiguous Palestinian state, they're doing it for the specific purpose of not having a peace.
Despite strained relations between the U.S. and Israel, the two governments recently finalized a package that sends $38 billion of military aid to Israel. Libyan loyalist forces have seized full control of the coastal city of Sirte from the Islamic State jihadist group, according to an official spokesman Monday. He says our forces have total control of Sirte after more than 6 months of fighting, according to a spokesman for the pro-government forces. The death toll from a fire that gutted a warehouse in the U.S. city of Oakland, California, has reached 33, with a number expected to rise. Sergeant Ray Kelly is with the local sheriff's office.
We have now started to recover and identify victims who are minors. We do have some children in the ages of 17 years old, possibly younger, not sure, but we were asked this question yesterday. We had no idea. We believe that a lot of our victims were in their 20s to 30s, and it is very unfortunate that we have to tell you that we have 17-year-old victims.
Late Friday, the blaze ripped through the cluttered warehouse. It was mostly artist studio. According to officials, the building was home to about 50 people who lived in artist collective. Reportedly, a party was underway when that fire broke out. A vast Red Cross survey published Monday indicates that the acceptance of torture during war has increased dramatically in recent decades, with fewer than half people rejecting the practice. It also revealed that 48% of respondents said it was wrong to torture enemy combatants. Music icon Bob Dylan won't be at the Nobel Prize ceremony this week to accept his award, but he has sent a speech to be read aloud, according to the Nobel Foundation Monday. The 75-year-old has had a subdued response to the honor, remaining silent for weeks after the news in October that he had won the prize. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.